Well, I just assumed that there was going to be an announcement that the MD petitions would take it to referendum. I, along with a lot of other folks, were very disappointed because we felt that this was not just about guns, that this was about the government overreach into our constitutionally protected rights. And I was approached by a lot of folks because I've been an activist on many issues in the state for over 25 years. I was approached by some people, said, is there anything we can do? Because I had been one of the core people that had worked with Neil Peart on MD petitions. And so what I did was I said, well, let me see if we can, you know, get the language. So I met with the Board of Elections. I started doing the language, which was included the summary of the bill, and then trying to get that information passed and okay through the AG's office. And it was a long process. It was a very long and tedious process, and yesterday morning we got the okay that we could go ahead with it. So I'm going to at least try. The citizens of Maryland are really wanting to sign this petition and get it on the ballot. So I'm going to at least give it a try and see if we can collect the signatures that we need by the end of May and then go forward and collect them by the end of June. We formed a new group called Free State Petitions, and I found a web designer that can do me the same kind of website that MD Petitions has, because MD Petitions would not allow us to use their site. Even though they did not want to do it, they wouldn't allow any other citizen activist group to do it, which really very much angered a lot of voters in the state.
So if you want to copy the petition, you have to go to your website, which is what?
Yeah, our website is not up and running yet. We have it's going to be freestatepetitions.com. But we do have an email right now. I have my web designer. I had him on hold because I wasn't going to front the money to put the website together unless I'd gotten the okay from the AG that the language was good. I'm taking on this all by myself. I'm paying for everything. And I'm hopeful that we can collect some donations to kind of offset the price of this. However, the price that was quoted to me to use MD petitions was so phenomenal, I could have sent my child to the best college in the United States for 4 years. So I decided to do it myself. And I have to tell you, you know, it is very tough to take on not only a far-reaching government that wants to enter into your protected constitutional rights, but then to take over a, quote, supposedly citizen activist group that was formed so that the citizens would have a voice, but has turned into a private industry, has turned into a private money-making industry, and is really no longer interested in what the citizens have to say.
All right, Sue, I got to run, but thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
All right, then. Okay. Yeah, can I give you the email address?
Sure, go ahead.
It's Free State Petitions. freestatepetitions@gmail.com, and we have a dedicated phone line. If people will call, we'll get petitions to them. It's 240-207-3677.
Okay.